What does it mean to be a good coach in the workplace? Why is it important to coach well? What are some ways to be a good coach? It's late in the season and the team's been putting in a lot of effort and fatigue setting in. Time for the coach to set up and figure out how to get results. This situation happens in emotional sports movies all the time, but it also happens in lots of businesses that face big deadlines, long hours, and stiff competition. That's why managers at work also benefit from being good coaches. While every manager has to deal with administrative tasks like scheduling or setting deadlines, some moments demand on motivation a coach brings. Let's take a look at some situations and see when a coach might be called for. Businesses that want to reach their goals and need motivated employees who are striving to succeed. That's why managers that coach well are so valuable. Good coaches take the time to understand their team's individual and collective strengths. Then, they consider how each person can use these abilities to reach their full potential and help the team as a whole. While observing and considering each employee might mean investing time and energy, the decision to be a good coach can pay off for everyone when a team meets its larger goals. If you're ready to invest in being a good coach, a great place to start is by holding regular one-on-one meetings with the people who work for you. Meeting often with each individual on your team can help you really get to know them. It gives you time to reflect on what they do well, what they need to improve on, what's happening outside of work that might impact their job, and more. Sitting down with each person on your team also gives you dedicated time to give them feedback and work with them to come up with goals. It lets them know that you're thinking about their career both in the short term and beyond. Holding a single one-on-one where you just stare at the wall probably won't go so well. Fortunately, there are simple things you can do to make meetings meaningful. First, hold your one-on-ones regularly. Schedule meetings every week or two for 30 to 60 minutes. This can give you the time you need to get to know employees well enough to coach them. It also helps you keep goals and feedback up to date. You'll also want to set an agenda for your meeting. Ideally, both you and your employee would help figure out what to discuss so that both of you feel like you're getting something important out of the conversation. Once you're sitting down, give your employee a minute to talk about what's on their minds and any problems they're having. This might bring up issues you've been noticing, which can help you ease into your feedback. After addressing any issues, you can focus on whether they're hitting the goals they've set together. Depending on the employee's progress, either create new goals or figure out a plan to reach the old objectives. A one-on-one is also a chance to address more administrative issues, particularly if they might get in the way of an employee reaching their goals. Discuss topics like scheduled vacations can change how you and your employee plan work. Listen up. In one-on-one meetings, there's just you and an employee having a conversation, so treat the experience with respect. Show up on time, stick to the agenda, and give your full attention. An employee is unlikely to feel like they have an effective coach if you're in your own world half the time. Not every person you talk to might be so willing to open up about their goals. That's why many managers use the GROW model to make their one-on-one talks worthwhile. Developed by coaches in the United Kingdom, GROW focuses on asking questions to learn about the people you work with. But you're not out to learn about their favorite restaurants. You want to go deep into what they want to do. Start by asking about the employee's goal. Is the person trying to learn a specific task or just improve generally? Do they want to rise in your company or do they eventually want to transition to a different job altogether? Next, learn about their reality. What's happening in their life right now? Is there a barrier keeping them from achieving their goal? Then think about options. What could they do to move past these barriers and hit their target? Now, what could they could do is great to consider, but you also need to ask about will. What will they actually do to succeed? What's realistic for them? Knowing this can help you work with them to figure out some detailed steps they can take. Tip: Want the GROW model to work? Make sure the team member actually wants to be coached. Then, have them choose both their own challenges and their own next steps. Your role as a coach is to instruct the conversation and keep them focused on what they can and need to do. If the GROW model is all about asking questions, it's good to know how to ask the right ones and how to truly take in the answers. Starting with what and how can encourage the people you're meeting with to think for themselves. As you listen to their responses, see if you can get them to generate their own insights into the best way to move forward. You'll also want to provide specific and regular feedback, both in the meeting and over time. Stay constructive and try to tailor your suggestions to maximize their unique strengths and downplay their weaknesses. It's also important to be flexible in your style. Some people need a teacher to give concrete expertise. Others just need someone to ask questions and listen while they figure things out for themselves, rather than being given the answers. Lastly, recognize that some people have a fixed mindset and think things can't change. Others have a growth mindset and easily see ways to evolve. Knowing a person's outlook can help you decide how to coach them to reach their goals. Do this now. Having agendas for one-on-one meetings can help give you time both to provide coaching and discuss administrative issues. Think about one of your employees, and let's make an agenda for that meeting. If you're participating in the course, go to the next section to access your self-assessment. Key takeaways. 1. While a manager has a role as an administrative resource for their employees, a manager who coaches can motivate their employees to succeed. 2. Individual one-on-one meetings are a valuable way to connect with every member of your team and keep them on track. 3. Using questions to motivate your employees to reach their own insights about their progress can help them focus on what they need to accomplish.